In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's gospel continues what's called the travel narrative in the Gospel of Luke. In the next week, my family and I are going to be embarking on our own travel. We're enjoying our first family vacation together since I arrived to be your rector a year ago. And the last several times we have gone on vacation together, I've had to make these extravagant packing lists. And it's been nearly 5 years since I've traveled anywhere a mile outside of my home with my family without a diaper bag. You can imagine what it's like to travel more than a mile or two away. On our list, we've had stroller, diaper bag, diapers, training pants, several changes of clothes, sippy cups, snacks, formula, bottles, bottle cleaners, bottle sanitizing bags. I see some new grandparents smiling because they know. The list goes on, and it's as ridiculous as it sounds. When my oldest was an infant, I was first returning to my work as a priest after maternity leave. And I often brought my months-old baby, Olivia, with me to church. And I had childcare covered from 9 a.m. on, but had to be at the church by 7:30 a.m. to start the day. So up the walk, I would go to the church with a diaper bag, a work bag, a snack bag, and a pack-and-play in hand. And I'd waddle up the steps to the church. One morning, an early riser, a fellow parishioner, saw me coming up the walkway and quoted today's gospel to me, calling across the walkway, "Hey, didn't Jesus say carry no bag, no purse, no sandals?" Finally, our children are reaching the age where we don't need as much of the baby stuff anymore, and we can pack a little more lightly. But still, that packing list is key. How can I be as prepared as possible for the trip, the journey? I often think, oh, just one more pack of wet wipes, just in case. So I have to laugh when I read the gospel today as Jesus sends the 70 out without even a purse. I imagine Jesus looking at my meticulous packing list, chuckling, and then throwing it aside. This past Thursday, we celebrated Independence Day as a nation. 243 years of hard-won liberty and freedom. Part of our culture of freedom, I believe, often skews toward self-reliance. Proud self-reliance, like me, the young priest, hauling her five-month-old to church, setting up the pack-and-play crib, and rocking her down to sleep for her first nap before going and putting on my robe for worship. We think, we live, we proclaim, I can do it myself. So it strikes me that at the core of Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom is the necessity of others, of our dependence upon others. Jesus doesn't send the disciples out on their own, but rather sends them in pairs, two by two. And they rely upon the hospitality of those they encounter. No sandals, no purse, no bag. They needed each other. They needed the people whom they encountered to even eat. Now, it's not just Jesus out there proclaiming the kingdom either, but he sends nearly the same number of people as are gathered in this room today out to proclaim the kingdom of God. They're witnesses to God's work in their midst. Now, I imagine if there was an icon of independence, it would be of me 5 years ago hauling my infant and all of her baby items up the walk to church. But the counterpoint is an image of interdependence. And I'll give you an example from my own life. So early on in Olivia, my oldest life, there were several long nights where we struggled to get her to sleep. And one afternoon, I really just wanted a friend to come over to visit with me. So I invited my friend and her preschooler over, and it just happened to be this terribly challenging day for Olivia. So I attempted to host my friend and her daughter while rocking this screaming baby in my arms. I tried everything, bouncing this way, bouncing that way, sitting on a ball to bounce, nothing. Olivia would not calm down. She was inconsolable, and my friend reached out and said, "Allison, just give her to me." And I was certain of more sustained screaming, but I reluctantly let my friend try to console Olivia. She took her into her arms, and within moments, of course, Olivia was asleep. And then my friend's young daughter looked up at me and she said, "Miss Allison, sometimes it's good for adults to help other adults." And Olivia kept sleeping, and the kingdom of God drew near. I discovered in those first years how often I relied upon myself. And sometimes I did just fine. At other times, I failed. And it was when I relied on my community, my family, my friends, that I found life to be more full of hope, more full of peace. The core of the gospel today urges us to consider how we go about the mission of God in the world. And that mission is done not in some grandiose way by a select few, but by normal people like you, like me, doing things that look like living our lives, bringing the hope of God into the places where we go, depending on one another. Today's gospel has a lot to teach us about how to go out into the world proclaiming the hope that is God's reign on earth. And on this, I didn't know how hot when I wrote this, on this hot summer day, here's what we can take away from the gospel. I invite you, if you wish to take a pencil out of the pew and make some notes in your sermon leaflet, highlighting these words in the gospel lesson. The harvest is plentiful. This is something the world needs, that the church needs, and that you and I need to hear. The harvest is plentiful. There is plenty. And it just takes a dedicated group of people to make that harvest possible. So often we focus on the second part of that verse, the laborers are few. But here's the thing, even with just that few, that group of 70, God yields a plentiful harvest. Then it says, ask the Lord of the harvest. Ask. Stay connected to God through prayer. That's integral to being able to see the abundance that is in our midst. And then Jesus says, go on your way. Our work as a church, I'll say it again, is not the calling of a select few. You have a spiritual journey that you are living out in your specific context, in your life, and your calling is vital to the work of God in the world. Now, this one's a little tougher. I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Catholic author Carlo Coretto writes, love will make demands of us. It will question us from within. Love will disturb us, sadden us, play havoc with our feelings. Love will harass us. reveal our superficialities. But at last, love will bring us to the light. We're like lambs going out into the midst of wolves. And Jesus says, not if, but when they do not welcome you. The gospel assures us that when we travel the way of Jesus, when we follow Jesus' way, it will not always be received. We will fail. So Jesus says, shake the dust from your feet, wipe it off, and keep walking. When we find places that reject the ways of Jesus, that reject hope, that reject peace, that reject interdependence, when those ways that we're walking urge despondency, strife, or self-reliance, Jesus invites us to, as a sign of our resolve, take off our shoes and wipe the dust off of them in protest to all the places that threaten to squelch life. And finally, Jesus says, proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near. This is what it's all about. And we don't need any fancy things for this journey. Before my first child was born, I knew that this time in my life and the child I would bring into the world with my husband would become a mission for my husband and for me. But the story that all of the baby showers taught us on the surface is that we need a giant layette of tools to raise our child. Large bags, suitcases filled with stuff. We need to be equipped to do God's mission, or else we're just not ready to go. What my husband and I experienced is that the only thing we really needed to do our mission to start raising our child was each other. And what we really needed was the support and encouragement of the people in our midst. And it was there, without all the stuff, ill-equipped to be parents, except for having each other and having our community, that we found joy and hope in that mission. We have everything we need to do God's mission, each of us, to do important, particular missions in the world that declare that the kingdom of God has indeed come near. Go on your way, for the kingdom of God has come near. Amen.